Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Toronto, Canada, rally commemorates the April 25th appeal in Beijing. U.S. State Department Human Rights Report sheds light on persecution of Falun Gong in China. Africa, telling people in the Togolese Republic about Falun Gong. London, Chinese man sentenced to prison for assaulting Falun Dafa practitioners in Chinatown. Turkey, Falun Dafa popular at Orange Blossom Festival. And Antwerp, Belgium, residents learn about Falun Dafa during Information Day. Now for the stories.
Toronto, Canada. Rally commemorates the April 25th appeal in Beijing. Falun Dafa practitioners in Toronto, Canada, held an event in front of the provincial government building on April 14th to commemorate the 23rd anniversary of the April 25th peaceful appeal. Practitioners demonstrated the exercises and talked to people about the petition to end the persecution in China, urging them to learn about Falun Dafa, recognize the true nature of the Chinese Communist Party, and quit their memberships in the party and its affiliated organizations. 23 years ago, on April 25th, 1999, about 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners went to the State Petitions Office in Beijing to petition peacefully for the release of 45 practitioners who had been illegally arrested in Tianjin, a city near Beijing. Their petition was reported by mainstream media across the world. Their courage and peaceful demeanor impressed the world. In addressing the rally, Feng Xiumen said that she worked for the Tianjin municipal government and participated in the April 25th petition in 1999. On April 18th, 1999, another practitioner told her that an article attacking Falun Gong had been published in the Youth Expo magazine of the Tianjin Institute of Education. Ms. Feng felt that the article was not in line with the facts, so she went to the magazine office with other practitioners. When they arrived, there were about 4,500 practitioners in the courtyard, and everyone waited quietly. Five practitioners, representatives, went into the office to discuss the error in the article. The representative practitioners had gone in to meet the Premier Minister. At around 9 p.m. that evening, the representative came out and said that the problem was resolved. The premier said that Falun Gong was a good practice and that he had given orders to the lower-level officials to release the practitioners who had been arrested. Everyone left peacefully.
U.S. State Department Human Rights Report sheds light on persecution of Falun Gong in China. The 2021 Country Reports on Human Rights Practices, published by the United States Department of State on April 12, 2022, highlights the persecution of Falun Gong in China and the injustices that Falun Gong practitioners are facing. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a press conference on Tuesday that the Chinese Communist Party continues to commit genocide and crimes against humanity in Xinjiang against predominantly Muslim Uyghurs, among other minority groups, to erode fundamental freedoms and autonomy in Hong Kong, and to carry out systematic repression in Tibet. He noted, "Our interest in standing up for human rights isn't only principled, it is vital to our national security." He added that no matter where the human rights abuses were committed, there is the same urgency to stopping abuses and holding perpetrators accountable. The report pointed to the ongoing forcible harvesting of organs from prisoners of conscience, including Falun Gong practitioners and Muslims in Xinjiang. It also mentioned a statement issued by several United Nations experts in June 2021, expressing alarming concerns of organ harvesting targeting minorities, including Falun Gong practitioners, Uyghurs, Tibetans, Muslims, and Christians in detention in China. The report also outlined the communist regime's use of administrative detention to intimidate political and religious advocates and to prevent public demonstrations, especially holding Falun Gong practitioners, political activists, and other religious adherents in brainwashing centers, often known as the legal education centers. The report also mentioned that human rights lawyer Mr. Gao Zhisheng is still being held in a Chinese prison.
Africa. Telling people in the Togolese Republic about Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners visited more than a dozen cities in the Togolese Republic in West Africa on February 21st through the 24th. They promoted Falun Gong and raised awareness of the ongoing persecution of practitioners in China. People in markets, public squares, and near hotels ran into practitioners introducing the principles and the health benefits of the practice. Practitioners also gave out flyers with information about the persecution in China. The practitioners traveled more than 250 miles from the south to the north of the country, starting with the capital city, Lome. The practitioners set up an information table in several cities and offered the locals Falun Gong books and flyers. They introduced the principles and health benefits of the practice and demonstrated the five exercises. They also told the people about the persecution of the practice in China. A man who was curious about the Falun Gong said he had tried different practices before and did not find them useful. After practitioners explained the principles and the benefits of Falun Gong to him, he said, "It sounded like an honest and good practice." He bought a copy of the book, Juan Falun, The Main Teachings of the Practice, and said he would definitely read it. When the practitioners arrived in Kara, they ran into a Chinese man and gave him a flyer. The man said, "Ah, Falun Dafa," and appeared pleasantly surprised to find people promoting the practice in Togo and expressed his appreciation. During their four-day journey, the living conditions were hard and their car broke down. But the practitioners overcame the difficulties and completed what they set out to do. In the future, they plan to visit the neighboring countries of Benin and Ghana to spread the blessings of Falun Gong.
London. Chinese man sentenced to prison for assaulting Falun Dafa practitioners in Chinatown. The Westminster Court in the UK recently sentenced Mr. He Rengyong to 16 weeks in prison for assaulting and harassing Falun Dafa practitioners in Chinatown. The sentence was deferred for 18 months. In addition, the accused has to complete 100 hours of community service. The accused is also required to pay the two victims approximately $260 each, a victim surcharge of $166, and the $650 court fee. He Renyong was charged with threatening, abusive, humiliating speech and action, harassment, beating, and assault. The assault occurred at an information booth that exposes the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Dafa in China, in London's Chinatown. He Renyong walked past the information booth on several occasions in April and May 2021. Each time he yelled at practitioners and threw the flyers they gave him on the ground. During the last incident, incited by three Asians, he switched off the player which broadcasts information about Falun Dafa and stepped very close to a female practitioner while shaking his fist at her. He threatened to kill and beat up the practitioners. He also spit on them and threw a can of soda at Falun Dafa practitioner Mr. Peng. The entire incident was video recorded by a practitioner using a mobile phone. Members of the public witnessed He Rengyong's unreasonable behavior and someone called the police, who promptly arrived at the scene. The assailant was handcuffed and taken away in a police vehicle. The police contacted practitioners during their investigation and were given the videotape recording of the entire incident. According to Falun Dafa practitioners, assaults on practitioners outside China are usually backed by the CCP. Chinese who are deceived by the party's propaganda are used by the regime, as was He Rengyang during this incident. He was arrested on the spot, yet his instigators vanished instantly. In the end, he stood alone in court and faced all the legal punishment.
Turkey. Falun Dafa popular at Orange Blossom Festival. The Orange Blossom Festival was held in Adana, Turkey, on March 25th through the 27th. Several hundred thousand people attended the popular event. Falun Dafa practitioners took part in the festival this year and introduced the practice by participating in a parade, demonstrating the exercises on stage, and setting up an information booth. They also taught people how to make folded paper lotus flowers and collected signatures on a petition to end the persecution in China. And many people were interested in finding out more about Falun Dafa, and some learned the exercise movements. Most were shocked to hear about the Chinese Communist Party's brutal suppression in China, especially the regime's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting, which targets Falun Dafa practitioners. They signed the petition calling for an end to the atrocities. Practitioners also had an information booth at Merkez Park. Many festival attendees came to the booth to learn the exercises. Practitioners held workshops to make paper lotus flowers. Many children participated. On Saturday, March 26th, a parade was held as part of the festival. The practitioner's colorful float was praised by spectators who reached out to get more information about Falun Dafa. Practitioners were also given an opportunity to demonstrate the exercises on the festival stage. A woman said she felt a warm current flow through her body while she watched the exercise demonstration. The pain in her spine suddenly vanished. The practitioners gave out several thousand brochures during the festival and said they plan to start a practice site in Adana. The local TV station, Koza TV, came to the Falun Dafa information booth to interview the practitioners.
Antwerp, Belgium. Residents learn about Falun Dafa during Information Day. Falun Dafa practitioners in Belgium held an information day in Antwerp's city center on April 9th to introduce the spiritual practice to the public. Established in the Middle Ages, Antwerp is Belgium's second largest metropolitan area, after Brussels. Practitioners demonstrated the exercises and told people about Falun Dafa. Many people signed a petition calling to end the persecution in China. The city center was crowded, and people said they were glad the pandemic restrictions had been eased. Lara, who said she came out to enjoy the spring weather, stopped to watch the exercise demonstration. She asked about the ongoing persecution in China. She said while signing the petition, "Thank you for coming here to safeguard your belief and to expose the brutality in China. More people need to know about these crimes, especially the forced organ harvesting." She also thanked practitioners for telling people about Falun Dafa's teachings and said, "Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are great principles. I hope more people will learn about them and cherish them." A young Chinese woman came to the table and asked about Falun Dafa. She said she heard many things in China about Falun Dafa, but all of them were negative. A practitioner explained that the CCP has been wiping away traditional Chinese culture for decades, and this suppression was another campaign launched by the regime to brainwash people. When the practitioner explained how the CCP used lies such as the staged self-immolation incident at Tiananmen Square to stir up hatred against Falun Dafa, the woman was shocked. The practitioner pointed out loopholes in the video footage and reminded her that the CCP uses propaganda and censorship to deceive people. The woman said she would share the information with her friends in China. I will also read online information about the practice and learn more, she remarked. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.